The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Good morning, Birmingham. It is Wednesday, September the 21st, 2022. We got clear skies, a high of 95 today. I'm Richard Dixon, alongside Valerie Vining, and boy, have we got news for you!
I read the news today, oh boy.
I've got good news and bad news.
For all of us here at News Center 4, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Wall Street watching closely today as the Federal Reserve is expected to escalate its fight against inflation by raising interest rates 0.75%, another 0.75-point raise. Not a small amount, Valerie.
It is not. And get this, that there are some that are predicting it could be
a full point.
A full point.
Full point.
I mean, y'all hang on for this today and watch Wall Street. Ah!
This is what I find interesting. The thought process is that when inflation is high, it's because the economy is running away and it's crazy, wild, successful. That is not the case here. In fact, we've had contraction in the economy for the past two consecutive quarters, which many refer to as a recession. So when you jack up the interest rates to slow the economy, to slow inflation, well, the economy's already slow. Inflation is not being caused by a steaming hot economy. It's being caused by supply chain issues, being caused, of course, by the fact that we're not dependent on ourselves for oil, and a number of other factors that don't have anything to do with the economy being just absolutely rolling. So maybe this particular tool that the Fed is using doesn't work.
But
here's the problem. All they have is a hammer.
Yes, that's exactly right. And we're dealing with a case, you know, the pandemic really changed the land. And we were, even you and I off air, we were talking about a business that's locally owned, a restaurant. They can't hire workers. They can't find workers. There's plenty of jobs available, but they can't find the workers. So there's all these different dynamics that are going into what's playing into the economy.
Sure.
And this is, as you said, all they really have in order to try to slow things down or straighten things out with a recession and what's happening with the economy. So 75, man, 0.75 of a point.
That's a kick in the teeth.
And if they go
right
to
there.
A full point, I mean, what? I mean,
hello.
Help!
Your credit cards are about to get out of control, my friends.
Yes, they are.
Alabama's Attorney General, State Marshal, is going to appeal after a federal judge blocked the upcoming lethal injection in Alabama. First, of course, you go back to U.S. District Judge R. Austin Huffaker and you say, are you sure? And he says, yeah, I'm putting a stay on that. Then you go to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals and you go, Your Honor, he won't let us kill this guy.
Yeah.
And they go, why? Well, because the guy said that he wanted to die by nitrogen hypoxia. But we can't find any paperwork. All we've got is his word. He's a convicted killer.
Who do you believe?
Now he could feasibly be a liar, which is worse, really. No, actually, it's not. We'll see what happens with the 11th Circuit. I think, you know, they set an execution date long before nitrogen hypoxia was ever a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just understood he was going to be put to death by whatever means the state was using at the time. So I don't think that this nitrogen hypoxia, if I had to guess, I would say that this federal judge was using it as an excuse to impart his anti-death penalty views upon this and at least put this off for a minute or two.
It could be, you know, they give inmates that are on death row the option of the way that they want to die.
Yes.
And Miller claims that he wanted to die by nitrogen hypoxia. Mm-hmm. Well, Alabama hasn't used that before. It hasn't been, you know, we're not sure how that's going to go. We do know how lethal injection works. So this will be interesting. Yep. And, you know, as you said, you know, all right, you've issued a stay. Let's see where it goes from here.
I mean, that offered me a choice.
Well, like, which way would you go?
Killed by a jealous husband at the age of 101.
Wow.
That's what I'm shooting for. That would be the goal. Russia is suggesting, Vladimir Putin has come out and given a little speech, says, well, first off, we're going to have a draft. They might be in trouble.
Yes.
you're having the draft.
You are in trouble.
Hey, here's the deal. We heard this the other day. This is a little under the wire story. They were offering Russian prisoners emancipation if they would go fight in Ukraine. Almost none of them took that deal.
Hello.
They were all like, no, I'm good in myself, thanks. Okay, I'm going to stay here in Siberia freezing my tuchus off rather than go get shot by some Ukrainians who are angry. Okay, so now he's talking about doing a draft because they need more Russian troops, because the ones they have there are beginning to abandon their post. We've heard that they've had close to 100,000 casualties, not all dead, about half dead, the other half so wounded that they can't go back into battle. This far outstrips whatever Ukraine is dealing with, which is bad. But again, Ukraine has something to fight for. Now, the scarier part of the Putin message is, and we may use nukes.
Yeah, the nuclear part of it is very scary. And we talked about this, you know, when this war started.
Right.
And we saw that it wasn't going the way that Russia wanted it to, the way that Vladimir Putin wanted it to go. Please don't get desperate and start talking about nukes. But if Vladimir Putin is as sick as he is, right?
Yeah.
Would he use nukes? I don't know.
Well, that may be the point.
Is that his legacy, that you're going to use nukes on Ukraine?
That
really?
That could be where the oligarchs rise up and toss him from power and just go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that. We're not going to be. Do you understand what a pariah Russia would be forever from that point on?
It would never, ever
be acceptable to. You'd be looking at least one generation, possibly two, where people would shun Russia. At this point, they still have a chance of getting McDonald's back. You know?
Yeah, that's a little ways off.
In time for Monopoly. They don't want to miss out
the Monopoly.
They don't want to miss out on McDonald's Monopoly if they can get it, you know? Donald Trump has responded to the DOJ's special master appeal. The Department of Justice came back. This is such a back and forth. Your Honor, we still need to look at those documents, and it's not fair, whatever. And the judge says, you really don't. There's no rush here. You really haven't made the case that you'd be irreparably harmed if we put you on hold. So now the special master is asking for some certain things, like why in the world do you need these documents and whatever. Lost in all of this is the Presidential Records Act that does, in fact, say the president gets to take these records with him, and they get to hold on to them, even classified ones if they want to, until they have sorted it out, especially since they were in a place where these documents have been on multiple occasions in the past. A lot of presidential work has been done there, been guarded by the Secret Service. There really wasn't a question about bad guys breaking in and stealing these documents. So I, the more this goes on, the more it looks like it's been a PR stunt by the Department of Justice in an attempt to, you know, tar Donald Trump and his ilk with a bad brush and make him look bad in time for the 2022 election.
And I think they have failed in this. I think most Americans are like, you know, this was done incorrectly. DOJ and the FBI should not have gone in there. And you're not seeing it much in the news right now. Nobody's really talking much about the documents that were taken from Donald Trump's home. Maybe this story is slowly going away because now there's all this back and forth, and it's going to take a while to sort it out. But certainly the former President Trump had the right to have those documents in his home, was forthright with having those discussions with the FBI about what he had, and in no way, shape, or form should they have gone in there in the dead of night like they did and taken the documents and rummaged through everything else in his house.
Right. Speaking of the Department of Justice, we have an Alabama connection on this as well, in that now our Republican congressional delegation, and I'm talking about Congress in Washington, D.C., is demanding answers from the Department of Justice, who sent a subpoena to the Alabama Eagle Forum demanding any sort of transcripts, any sort of communication leading up to the passage of the Child Compassion and Protection Act. the Alabama Vulnerable Child Compassion, the one that says basically you can't perform sex-altering surgeries on minors.
Little kids, okay? Yeah.
The Eagle Forum was in favor of that. They pressed for that. They wanted to see it. And the Department of Justice said, well, we need to see all of the documentation, all the emails, and all the communication you had leading up to that.
Once again, overreach.
Just wait until, because mm-hmm. obviously there's going to be lawyers that get involved in this, and mm-hmm. they're going to have to go in front of a judge and go, Your Honor, they haven't even explained why. They haven't even said what the problem would be. They don't suspect them of a crime. What are they subpoenaing? This is nothing more than
then
some
you're
kind
being
of
a bully. Yeah. You're trying to bully this organization.
And again, I hope this goes all the way to the Supreme Court, not because I want the Eagle Forum to have to spend a whole lot of money, but I want the Department of Justice
to be slapped down
so hard that not just them, but every Department of Justice from now on realizes you can't do this.
You can't just run. And Congressman Gary Palmer is a part of this, too. He said that the DOJ had infringed upon the Eagle Forum's First Amendment rights.
No question.
And I'm telling you, if this thing goes to the Supreme Court, DOJ, you need to stop what you are doing because you're going to these different organizations that have any type of conservative tie, maybe to Trump, and that's all you're doing. You're trying to push them and bully them around so that they back up, that they are less involved. And it's like this is so wrong.
Normal way of doing things. Step one, I think Valerie's committed a crime. Step two, I think she has some evidence that she's hiding. Step three, I get a subpoena to go search for the evidence that Valerie is hiding mm-hmm. of the crime that I believe she committed. Now the Department of Justice way. Well, let's get a subpoena and go look at some stuff and see if they didn't do something wrong.
That's not how you do it.
It's not how it works.
No.
Never been how it works. Not how it's supposed to work. Somebody's got to rein these guys in. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams, Trustful, 229-1865. You may have heard that for the first time in a long time, it is less expensive to buy an already built home than it is to build one from the ground up. That's weird. It's normally builders, they build a house and then they tackle a little something on called profit. And then they sell it to you, right? In this particular case, you can actually buy a house for less than it costs to build it because building materials are so expensive. Well, there are a few houses on the market right now. Monica Thatch can help you find the one you're dreaming of. The one maybe that's in the right school district for your kids. Maybe the one your kids are out of school, so now you can live wherever you want. You don't have to worry about the school district anymore. Maybe you're looking to expand and get a bigger farmhouse. Maybe you're looking for a smaller little, two-bedroom condo. She can do all of that and more generally within the five-county area. So if you're here and within the sound of my voice and you're looking for a home, Monica Thatch, Keller Williams Trustful, an agent who works hard for you 24/7. I swear to God, I'm not sure the woman sleeps. 229-1865, 229-1865, Monica Thatch, Keller Williams Trustful, my real estate agent. She ought to be yours. We'll do a deep dive coming up on something we haven't talked about in quite a while. It's a COVID update. Remember COVID? Anybody?
What?
It was in all the papers.
COVID?
Remember the papers?
Is love so fragile and the heart so hollow?
It is 6:20. Thank you for listening to Dixon and Vining, Valerie Vining and Richard Dixon. Plumbing problems, never fun. And folks, I tell you what, turn it over to the professionals so it gets done quickly and it gets done right. If you've ever had a plumbing issue, it's not a lot of fun. I'm not doing plumbing stuff. And I knew that when my disposal quit working. I just called Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and they came out very quickly and they said, look, I've tried everything to get this thing running. And they said, yep, we're running through the same stuff. And it's dead. And it was dead. So Ian came out from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and replaced it, did a great job. And if you've got a drain that's stopped up, maybe you've got a water leak, maybe your water heater is on its last leg, go on and get it replaced. But let the professionals at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing do this. Multiple master plumbers, they're on staff available 24 hours a day. So I don't care if it's the weekend or it's a holiday or it's after hours. Some of you think, oh, I got to wait till Monday to call because you had a problem over the weekend. No, no extra fees. So call them anytime, 24 hours a day at 982-7775. You can also find Benjamin Franklin Plumbing online, benjaminfranklinplumbing.com. How simple is that? Give them a call this morning. If you got any issue, maybe you're going to do a renovation. Happy to help you. 982-7775 for Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Well, here's a song we haven't heard in a while.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me.
Do not, don't bother putting masks on your kids. We have a now very large study that was done. And this is one of the, we're on about the sixth or seventh one of these things. Mm-hmm. This has specifically to do with the children of school age. And because kids in pre-K and kindergarten and first grade were not forced to wear masks in most school districts, they were able to take those as a control group and then compare it to those kids in second, third, and fourth grade that were forced to wear masks. And they did literally tens of thousands of children, okay? Tens of thousands of children. They shopped, they compared. Those with the masks actually had a slightly higher rate of transmission. Not enough to say, that's a certainty. But essentially, it was what we've been saying. Statistically, no difference between masks and no masks. But the kids who wore masks learned less, picked up less, had more difficulty. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't really realize just how much you're taking from someone from their lower facial expression.
Right, their mouth and their speech, how their lips move,
right,
how you communicate. A lot of that is not just eyes,
right,
but it's through the mouth too.
And how much of it is it, read lips nowadays that the hearing is beginning to fade.
And I told you that story of going to the deli and the guy was hard of hearing. And the way he communicated was to pretty much read people's lips.
Yep.
Well, I had a mask on at the time because they wouldn't allow you in the grocery store without the mask. It was pure hell.
Bedlam.
It was 5 minutes of hell.
Mayhem.
And finally, I just took the mask off and started, communicating.
With your pound of head cheese.
You are exactly right.
This is not what I ordered.
I did not
want the head cheese.
And kids in the classroom, you can't determine, part of what's going on with them if they got a mask on.
It's a terrible, terrible way to try to teach children. If you have got a a dirt or gravel driveway, that would be the combination of the two.
I think you ought to add those permanently.
If you've got gravel, that would be the two together. It's time to pave that sucker with asphalt. That's right. J&K Excavation and Hauling can make that happen. 983-2001. They haul materials. They can bring you, things like river rock, stones, asphalt, gravel, whatever it is you need. But paving that muddy, rutty road of yours, that terrible gravel drive, does away with the door dings and the dents and the cracked windows. Plus, it improves the value of your property. It doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. These guys are fast and they know their stuff. J&K Excavation and Hauling, 983-2001. Call them today. One week from today, sports fans. Hey, it's Richard Dixon, Talk995.com, alongside Valerie Viney. We are the Dixon and Viney Morning Show. And 1 week from today, I got a doctor's appointment. I expect all my numbers to come in right where they're supposed to be. I'm telling you, the cholesterol is going to be great, and the blood pressure is going to be great. The weight is going to be right on point for a man of my age and size. And everything else is going to be perfect. And I have Weight of Wellness to thank for that, because they are not just a weight loss program. They are a healthy eating program that teaches you how to eat right. You're eating 5 and 6 times a day. You're eating small meals. This allows your body to metabolize. They're really big on breakfast. You got to have breakfast, get that metabolism kicked off and moving. And I love their breakfasts. I love their cereals. I love their protein bars. I love their snacks. I love their desserts. I love their dinners. I love everything about these guys. And I love the fact that they helped me a couple of years ago take off 65 pounds. 65 pounds. I went from 245 to 180. That's no small leap there. I'm hovering just under 200 right now, and by the time we get to the doctor's appointment next week, I expect to be deep down in the 190s. You can lose this kind of weight as well, and it doesn't have to be hard. It can be very easy, and it's very rewarding. That would be Way to Wellness, aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com, 994-2393. So we're getting more and more complaints. I guess apparently some of the migrants that got flown to Martha's Vineyard are now are going to sue, or they are have already filed a lawsuit against DeSantis.
They've attorneyed up, as you would say, or the attorneys came and found them. These are the ambulance chasing attorneys in my book. I'm like, you went and found the migrants and said, oh, let's sue.
I got to believe that given the fact that the Biden administration's been flying these people all over the country without giving them much of a choice about where they're going. I mean, if you were given a choice, would you fly to Buffalo, New York?
No.
No one would.
No.
Nobody. Even the people would be
someplace,
like, why?
Maybe Florida. You know, you could send me to South Florida. I'd go there.
No, you can't, because DeSantis would then put you on a plane and fly you to Buffalo.
Okay.
So you don't want that.
No, I don't
want
to go to Buffalo.
Not going to work.
No, Buffalo's out.
No, they're flying to places like Baltimore, high-crime areas, Chicago. I mean, this is where the Biden administration is flying these people as if, And now it's like, oh my God, DeSantis flew these people to, and they did under false pretenses. they're not even supposed to be here.
Right.
Do you not understand?
And once again, illegal immigrants.
Not
you are here illegally.
Supposed to be, they're supposed to be anywhere here, so they may as well be here on Martha's Vineyard pestering those jerks.
Right.
Where the people who have far too much money and are like, you need to treat those illegal immigrants better. All right, here's some for you. Well, now, hold on.
I didn't say that.
Wait a minute.
They can't come here.
Let's sit down and talk about this. funny how that works, isn't it?
It's just beautiful.
Well, here's the thing. I believe that Joe Biden is now getting on the proverbial bandwagon.
Hello, friends. Do you have too many illegal aliens living in your city? Well, in the spirit of, if you can't beat them, join them, the U.S. government has created the Biden bus lines, now available to tote those aliens out of your city. And you don't have to feel guilty about sending them to other states, because they never get off the bus. Yes, these visitors to our shores get a free ride across the USA, over and over again. They're fed regularly, and each bus has luxurious bathrooms with shower facilities. So if you have undocumented visitors, out of sight is out of mind. Just call Biden Bus Lines to pick them up free of charge. Instead of being the country, they'll be seeing the country.
We'll drive through Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, D.C., Vegas, Sarasota, Martha's Vineyards, Walla Walla, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Tuscaloosa, La Paloma, Chicago, New York, all across our happy land, and pick up more at the Rio Grande. They'll go everywhere, man, on Biden bus lines. They're not a problem if they never touch American soil as they
ride on Biden bus.
Passengers will receive a ballot for every state they pass through.
Take that, DeSantis.
Jeez, funny.
You'll get a ballot in every state? That doesn't seem right somehow.
Hey, somehow, that's not that far off.
How can he afford this with the price of gas? Oh, wait, we're paying for it. I forgot.
That's right. It's
the
our
Biden
money.
The bus lines is costing us cash. Here's the thing. Nobody wants these people, all right? Nobody wants these people. Martha's Vineyard does not want them, obviously. Chicago does not want them. New York doesn't want them. Everywhere they send them, D.C. doesn't want them. They're all like, hey, well, why do we keep letting them in?
Yeah.
Why do we keep letting them in? And before you say, well, we can't stop them, I would point out that the illegal arrests under Joe Biden, three times what they were under Trump. Now, that's arrests,
right.
Okay? Imagine what it, you know, the people that are coming in that are not being arrested, the folks that are flowing through. I mean, we managed to actually button up the border for 4 years. You could say two of them were COVID years, but, you know, we did manage to button up. Well, really, one of them was. We managed to button up that border from 2016 until the end of 2020.
Hmm.
And so we proved that it can be done.
Well, and the message was very clear from former President Donald Trump not to come into this country.
Exactly.
That you're going to be turned away, that you're going to maybe go through those procedures where you may be sent back. And the messaging and signaling from Joe Biden is come one, come all. and those that have come over and gotten into the U.S.,
yep.
The millions that have come into the U.S., it's clear that they think that the message is you're welcome to come into the U.S. No one's going to stop you.
Right. There's a couple of things Trump did that nobody's bothering to think about, I guess. Number one is, I don't know what kind of leverage he used with Mexico, but we do a lot for Mexico. We do a lot more for Mexico than they do for us.
Let's no question
put it that
about
way.
It. Right.
And so he talked to the Mexican president and said, I'm not asking, I'm telling with this. You're going to close up your southern border. You're going to use the military. You're going to do whatever it takes. But you're going to close up your southern border. That's number one. Number two, when people come in here and they come asking for asylum, we're going to turn them around and they're going to have to wait in your country. Okay. So the more you let through, the more you let come into America and ask for asylum, the more you're going to have in your country because we're turning them around and sending them back to Mexico. Well, guess what happens then? Suddenly, a whole lot fewer people make it through Mexico. We no longer heard about, you know, a caravan of 30,000 people are barreling their way north toward. No, that happened like twice, and then it became, oh, we ain't going to get in? I guess we're going
not
to sit here
in
Mexico? Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Maybe we just stay here in Guatemala where we belong.
Well,
you know?
And even the border agents that were on the horses, that whole fiasco where they were talking about them using reins to whip, you know, all of the signaling from this administration is, we can't treat them that way. We must let them in.
Right.
The message is clear.
Absolutely.
Whether you're in Venezuela or Mexico or Guatemala, you know that if you can make it to the border, you're in. You're going to make it. And in the midst of all of these millions of people that are making it in, there are criminals all scattered within these people, and we don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And they're just roaming our country. There was a sheriff that got hit. It was a hit and run. He died, and they found out that it was an illegal alien in our country who got drunk and hit him and killed him.
Mm.
And that's just going to be one of many, many instances that we're going to hear of people that should, if they're here, they should, you know, at least be in jail, if nothing else.
So the good thing that's happening with DeSantis and Abbott and Chicago and D.C. and Martha's Vineyard and New York and eventually Philadelphia and possibly Delaware. Did you hear a couple of planes?
I heard. I was
a couple
like,
of planes were warming up to
Delaware.
Fly up to Delaware. Drop them
send
off
them.
On Joe Biden's front lawn. I love that idea. The message is that we're finally, America's finding out about this. America is seeing firsthand exactly what's going on with these illegal immigrants. And to a man, they're all going, yeah, we don't want them. We don't want them. There is one mayor in Florida, a Democrat mayor, who's like, we'll take them in our city. I would love for DeSantis to go, okay, you can't use any state funds.
Mm-hmm.
We'll load you up. We'll pack them all up and we'll send them
and
to your
be
place.
Like, wait. What do you mean no state?
Well,
I need some help here.
Oh, you know what's going to happen?
If I'm going to do this.
The citizens of that city will lose their minds.
They will just
be like, well, our crime is up 600% now, and the homeless population has exploded, and there's not enough food, and there's not enough jobs, and this is a nightmare, and maybe we need to look at getting another mayor.
Mm. And that will be the end of him.
Because when you get right down to it, rank and file Americans, like I said, there's not a single demographic that likes this idea of just having a wide open border. Not a single one.
Nope.
There's no group that thinks this is a good idea.
It's very dangerous for our country. We saw what happened on 9/11, and now you're talking the borders where we got millions of people coming across.
Yeah.
We don't know who's coming in.
No.
Mexican people coming in, Venezuela, Guatemala, they're coming from all over the world.
Everywhere.
Because they know that that is an entry, that they're not checking any, there's no documentation. Just come on in.
People on the terrorist watch list that have been stopped at the border.
No more.
400%.
Yeah.
Increased 400%, four times the number of people that were caught
and
previously.
That's really scary. I think that scares a lot of Americans even more so to think none of those people are being vetted.
Apparently, if you can make it to Mexico, you can come into the United States. You're good to go, baby. That's how it works. Anthony and Company Jewelers would love to talk to you about your jewelry needs. They have been in business for better than 50 years. Almost half of those were in the wholesale business, which means they know the right stones and they know the best place to get them and the price that they should be paying for them and the price they should be charging you for them. They also know how to design and redesign a perfect piece of jewelry for you, depending on what it is you need, what your significant other is asking for. You can come in with a sketch or you can take a picture of something or something out of a magazine or something you've seen online and go, can you do something like this? And the answer is, yeah, they absolutely can. They do it all the time. They also have the guaranteed lowest prices on the largest selection. So Why would you go anywhere else? Anthony and Company Jewelers, 2080 Valleydale Road, next to Ragtime Cafe, 987-2224 on the telephone, anthonycojewelers.com on the World Wide Web. Find out why they have so many five-star reviews online.
Talk 99.5 with Dixon and Vining. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, getting this Wednesday going for you. Hey, listen, a Birmingham broker is ready for you to give them a buzz. Get in touch with them if you have a used car that you want to sell. They are very good at getting full value for you. Something else, too, right now, Birmingham broker is doing. They're giving away two VIP tickets to go see Zach Brown Sunday night at Oak Mountain. Now, here's what you do. They've got a party pad that's right there left of the stage. Many of you have probably seen it before. Here's how to enter. Visit their Instagram page at Beham Broker. That's at Beham Broker on Instagram. Tag the potential VIP you would bring and make sure you're both following their page. For an extra entry, repost the post to your Instagram story. Again, two VIP tickets to go see Zach Brown at Oak Mountain on Sunday, and Birmingham Broker is giving you that opportunity. Get in touch with Birmingham Broker, too, if you're ready to sell your used car at BehamBroker.com. That's BehamBroker.com.
6:47, time for some useless Hollywood news.
Hooray for Hollywood, that phony super coney Hollywood.
I came here to be a movie star.
It's about fame and what Hollywood does to people.
All right, everyone, roll camera.
Well, this past Friday, the Lord of the Rings of Power's fourth episode, The Great Wave, was released. And they are now halfway through the new Lord of the Rings series first season of a reported five seasons, by the way. Things really haven't improved in terms of audience love. In fact, The Rings of Power is comparable in low user ratings to the Disney Plus series She-Hulk Attorney at Law.
No, that's bad.
Not only on movie and TV review site Rotten Tomatoes, but also on Metacritic, which means the critics ain't liking it that much either.
Mm.
Ouch-a-ma-gaucha.
When you compare, when you say She-Hulk, that's going to be the new comparison.
Is that the new low?
That's the new bottom.
The new
if
low?
It's anywhere near She-Hulk, it's over.
I haven't seen any of these. I have no intention of watching any of these. Probably not going to watch the new Star Wars series. I feel like all of that is just in my past. I've been there. I've done that. I want to go. It's time to move forward and get some new ideas.
Richard is moving on to greener pastures and better things in life.
Things like The Matrix 4.
Uh-huh.
That, what? No, that's not right. Anyway.
Like that.
The Flash star Ezra Miller has gone completely around the bend.
Oh.
It's over.
Sad.
All over. According to many of the actor's close associates, the rabbit hole of the Flash star Ezra Miller's recent run of troubling behavior goes even deeper than previously believed. In addition to having supposedly groomed a number of children and proved a personal disregard for the law, Ezra believes himself, I'm not going to use himself to be the actual Jesus Christ. That's right.
Oh, boy.
He's really...
You've lost a lot of people now.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Well, he has been dealing with this Native American spiritualist who told him that he's not only part of the movement, he is the movement, and that he is the new Jesus. I guess new and improved with the now lemony fresh scent.
Whoever this person that is helping him to believe that, I'm not going to even say it, that he believes that he's the Messiah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You just need to go get some psychological help. Something is bad wrong here.
He is far off the rails.
Way off.
And it would probably behoove Warner Brothers to cut ties with him as quickly as possible and just go, you know what, once you get some help and figure things out, if you're set to come back, we'll talk then. But right now,
This is a troubled individual.
We can't do this.
No.
James Cameron was making Avatar. And the Fox executives came in with some notes for him.
James Cameron?
Yeah, James
notes?
Cameron. They came in with some notes for him. They said, the flying scenes, they go on a really long time. Maybe you need to do something about that. That's just, it's too long. Also, the film is too long. You need to shorten it up some.
And, this sounds like a bunch of consultants coming into a radio station.
Exactly. Cameron said... I made Titanic, man. And it paid for the building that we're in right now. So how about y'all shut the hell up and let
go
me do
away.
My job?
Right.
He says, it turns out later that the flying sequences that they wanted to cut were rated as the highest best part of the movie by test audiences. So he was right. They were wrong. Nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
We need to leave James Cameron alone when it comes to things like this.
Well, I mean, he's made a couple of bad ones, but he's also made some of the most successful movies of all time. And Titanic was a perfect example of a guy who he was left alone. He was given a lot of money. When he ran out of money, he said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my own salary. I'm going to take points on the film instead. And usually when something is this expensive and this far over budget, it turns into a Heaven's Gate type situation. You expect it to crash and burn at the box office. Instead, it became the most successful movie of all time at that time. And the lesson that should have been learned was get a creative director, leave him the hell alone, let him do his thing. The lesson instead that was learned by Hollywood was people want more movies about boats. No, they really don't. That's not what this is about at all.
You know, when Avatar first came out, I took a little man who's not so little anymore. We went and saw it together, and we really enjoyed it. It was very entertaining.
You saw it in the 3D, though, right?
Yeah. It was pretty incredible.
That is definitely one of those movies where you see it in the 3D and you're absolutely gobsmacked. Mm-hmm. And then you take off the glasses and watch it in 2D on HBO later,
it's not the same,
Oh, this is just Pocahontas. They just remade Pocahontas. I didn't notice that.
Put the glasses back on. You'll be all right.
I was wowed so much by the... I didn't notice. It's Pocahontas. Okay. Hard to believe, but Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres do not get along.
That shouldn't shock anyone.
They both had immensely successful daytime talk shows. Rosie's was a precursor to Ellen's. Ellen sort of stood upon her shoulders and had a 19-year talk show that was immensely successful, leading to a very toxic work environment. But Rosie said during a podcast she was on that apparently during one interview, Ellen said, no, I don't know Rosie O'Donnell. We're not friends.
This interview was like 18 years ago?
Yeah. And so she's like, she's been carrying this chip around on her shoulder about, oh, I guess we're not friends. I don't understand this. This is not fair. I don't know. Do you know her? Do you go to the movies together? Do you hang out together?
It's a cat fight.
Do you swap comfortable shoes back and forth? Have you tried on each other's flannel? I'm just asking.
Oh,
these are is
Richard,
that wrong?
You're here.
Sorry.
Oh, gracious.
I was at a party Saturday night. A woman walked. I was trying, I'm trying to make it with the ladies. I'm always, even though I got SHG.
You got SHG. You ain't making it with any lady.
But I always want to know that there's an option out there.
An option?
Know?
No.
Sure.
You have SHG. I got your back, girlfriend.
I approached a nice lady and I started talking to her for a while. I was chatting her up a little bit. She said, I want you to know I'm a lesbian. I said, really? How are things in Beirut? That did not go over well.
The jokes.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't hit another woman, not in front of SHG,
not away
from SHG.
Oh.
Everybody I know knows how lucky I am. They're all like, dude, if you don't hold on to that, you're the biggest moron on the planet. One day she's going to wake up and she's going to figure it out and she's going to dump your ass. It's like, yeah, I know. I fear that day.
Ain't going to happen.
Could be today.
No,
you don't know.
Not going to happen.
Wake up every day thinking today could be the day.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen. Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.